I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty. I don't know the words. All right, people. Episode number 4 or 5. I'm not too sure in what order I'm recording these. But we're going to talk today about a very quick but kind of funny story of when I lost my virginity and also how I thought I was gay. All in the same day. Now, that was an interesting day, people. Let me tell you. God, where do I begin? To cut out the boring parts of the story, I'll get to the point for the most part, which was I lost my virginity when I was 15 years old to a girl who was 20. I was a sophomore in high school. She was a freshman in college. And she was kind of like one of those really weird chicks who like didn't have any friends her age and always hung out with people who were younger than her, but like way younger than her, which was hella weird. But I was the shit because I was talking to a girl who was a lot older than me. So I know it was in April. It was a half day at Danbury High School. And so this girl's mom, because she didn't have a car, which is sign number one of why this was a problem. Her mom comes and picks me up at DHS in like a rundown, beat to shit Dodge Neon. Thing was scraping the ground. There was ashes behind the car. Picks me up at Danbury High School on a half day. Her mom's driving. She's in the front seat, and then I get in the back. And her mom's like, chain smoking cigarettes, has half a titty out. And can barely fit in the Neon. So sign number two of why this shouldn't have been a thing. But I mean, I continue on because, well, I knew why I was going to her house. sign number three of why that was a problem is she didn't live in a house. She lived in a trailer park. But again, people, I was 15 years old. Okay. So let's not start judging me just yet. All right. So we get to her trailer house. Her mom drops us off and she goes to do probably crack in the sewer. So we go to her room and we're just talking and, you know, we start making out and whatever. And she leaves me before anything. She literally leaves me the two darkest hickeys I've had in my entire life. Not only have I had the two darkest hickeys I've seen. I didn't know skin could get that dark. Okay. On both sides of my neck. So there was no running from it. So she does that number on me, and then, we try to have sex. We tried to have sex. So how it went was, we basically had, or what I thought was, sex for 3 hours. I literally got to her house at like 2 o'clock, didn't leave till 6, and I thought it was sex that we were having, but I was essentially soft the whole time. I was not like at all into it, but at that moment, I thought that's what sex is, that that's supposed to be the super awesome, amazing feeling thing that people crave all the time. And then, well, I thought that was the worst thing that has ever happened to me in my entire life. So I go home feeling different. Shower, and well, I just try to process everything and think, well, maybe they always say the first time is always the worst time, so we'll give it another shot. Oh, Ricky. So we meet up, I think it was like a few days later, maybe even a week later, and somehow, some way, and I never had like a free house when I was younger, but I had a free house. My parents weren't home for some reason, so I invited her over. Sign number four why this was an issue is she didn't have a car, like I said, so she took a taxi to my house. A taxi. This was like 2013 or 12. Like, who's in a taxi? So she gets a taxi to my house, comes over, and, well, we do it again. Try to have sex again. I'm thinking we're having sex. And another 2 hours go by, 2 to 3 hours, and it's not happening. I feel nothing but pain. Everything hurts. Possible bleeding in areas that should not be bleeding. And so I was thinking, well, Ricky, there could be a situation here. So I did what every logical person would do. I get right on Google and I type in signs that you're gay. Now, before anything else, I will say there's nothing wrong with gay people. I have nothing against gay people. I was just always attracted to women. Growing up, I always found women attractive. So when I was trying to have sex with this girl and nothing was happening, I hated it. I hated everything about it. Naturally, I thought, well, fuck. Well, I'm gay. So what do I do now? So I Googled signs that you're gay. And well, first and foremost, they came up, you're attracted to men. And I said, well, I'm not, but I guess I am now. Then second sign was you are not aroused when having sex with women. And that was a big check there. And so I went through like a few more and I had like checked off like one box, another one. And I was devastated to find out that I thought that I was gay, because I said, well, I guess you really are born this way. I guess this is just how it is. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know how I'm going to process this information. So I slept on it for a few days, and then I called her over again just to try one more time to cast any doubts and to maybe get rid of all these demons in my head. And sure as shit, another like 2 hours went by, and so I just told her to leave, that this was clearly not working out. Now, I didn't want to be gay. Everything was telling me, I don't think you're gay because you don't find men attractive unless you're Matthew McConaughey. Shout out Matthew McConaughey. But aside from that, you don't find men attractive. So how could you be gay? So a few months go by and then about a few months go by and then I finally have sex with a girl that I dated for a long time. And well, that was the first time that things actually worked out. And that's when I found out that, well, I wasn't gay. But thankfully, that worked out in my favor. Typically, they tend not to go as well as that. But yeah, tough times in the mindset of Ricky, but I think we've squared those away. So that is episode, number 5? So if you like the video, podcast, swipe up. Again, it's not going to do anything, but swipe up. And we'll see you next time.